राध माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Bana Chari Jamuna Tira Bana Chari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jai Radha Madhava Bihari Gopi Janna Vallabha Girivar Dhari Vijana Vallabha Girivar Dhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tira Bana Chari Jamuna Tira Bana Chari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jai Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Gopi Janna Vallabha Girivar Dhari Gopi Janna Vallabha Girivar Dhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Jamuna Tira Banachari Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Interaction of Bhagavatam Puja, Vitae Hold Permanent. All glorious to some devotees. All glorious to some devotees. All glorious to some devotees. All glorious to Shishi Guru and Brahma. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya. Naram Chaiva Narottamam. Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam. Tato jayamudirayet. Om ajnanatimarandasya jnananjana salakaya chakshurun mulcham jena tasmay shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya manovishtam sthapitam jena bhutale svayam rupa kadamayam tadati svapadantikam nama om vishnu padaya krishna prastaya bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Kacharni Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Parshchatya Vishcharni Pancha Kalpa Trivyascha Kripa Sindhubhivacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So we're reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 15, entitled The Pandavas Retire Timely, Texts 25 and 26. Jalokasam jale jadvan. Mahanto Dantyaniyasa Durbalan Balino Rajan Mahanto Balino Mita Evam Balishtar Jadubir Mahadbir Itaran Vipu Yadun Madhu Yadun yadu bir anyonyam Bhuparan sanjaharaha Jalokasam jale jadvan
Mahanto Dantyaniyasa. Durbalan Balino Rajan. Mahanto Balino Imita. Evam Balishtar Darubir. Mahadbir Itaran Vibhu. Yadun Yadubir Anyonyam. Kubaran Sanjaharaha. Please chant. Chalo Kasam and Chalo Yadkam. Vambalishtar Garubi Mahadbi Hitarandibu Yadadunyadubi Upayan Sanjaharaha
Jaloka Samjale
Yadvan Ahanto Dantyaniyasa Durbalan Balino Rajan
Mahanto Balino Mita
Mahanto Balino Mita
Evam
Balishtar Jadubir Mahadbir Itaram Vibhu Yadun Yadubir Yadnuyam
Ubaran Sanjaharaha
Ubaran Sanjaharaha. Jaloka Sam. Jaloka Sam Jalayadvam Mahanto Dantyaniyasa Durbalan Balino Rajan Mahanto Balino Mita Evam Balishtar Garubir Mahadbir Itaram Vibhu Yadun Yadubir Anyonyam Uparan Sanjaharaha. Please chant. Jaloka Sanjale Yadvan Mahanto Dantyaniyasa Durbalan Balino Rajan Mahanto Balino Mita
Evam
Balishtar Jadubir Mahadbir Itaram Vibhu Yadun Yadubir Anyonyam Uparan Sanjaharaha Jaloka Samjale Yadvan Mahanto Dantyaniyasa Durbalan Balino Rajan Mahanto Balino Evam Balishtar Jadubir Mahadbir Itaram Vibhu Yadun Yadubir Anyonyam Uparan Sanjaharaha. What else? Jalokasam of the aquatics. Jale in the water.
Yadvat, as it is. Mahanta, the larger one. Adanti, swallows. Anisa, smaller ones. Durbalan, the weak. Balina, the stronger. Rajan, O King. Mahanta, the strongest. Balina, less strong. Nita, in a duel. Evam, thus. Balishtai, by the strongest. Yadubi, by the descendants of Yadu. Mahadbi, one who has greater strength. Itaran, the common ones. Vibhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yadun, all the Yadus. Yadubi, by the Jadus. Anyonyam, among one another. Uparan, the burden of the world. Sanjahara, has unloaded. Ha, in the past. Translation for Prabhupada's Vankri Srila Prabhupada. O King, as in the ocean, the bigger and stronger aquatics swallow up the smaller and weaker ones, so also the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to lighten the burden of the earth, has engaged the stronger Jadu to kill the weaker, and the bigger Yadu to kill the smaller. In the material world, the struggle for existence and survival of the fittest are laws, because in the material world there is disparity between conditioned souls due to everyone's desire to lord it over the material resources. This very mentality of lording it over the material nature is the root cause of conditioned life. And to give facility to such imitation lords, the illusory energy of the Lord has created a disparity between conditioned souls by creating the stronger and the weaker in every species of life. The mentality of lording it over the material nature and the creation has naturally created a disparity, and therefore the law of struggle for existence. In the material world, there is no such in the spiritual world, there is no such disparity, nor is there such a struggle for existence. In the spiritual world, there is no struggle for existence because everyone there exists eternally. There is no disparity because everyone wants to render service to the Supreme Lord, and no one wants to imitate the Lord in becoming the beneficiary. The Lord, being the creator of everything, including the living beings, factually is the proprietor and enjoyer of everything that be, but in the material world, by the spell of Maya or illusion, this eternal relation with the Supreme Personality of Godhead is forgotten. And so the living being is conditioned under the law of struggle for existence and survival of the fittest. This is a very nice section of the Srimad Bhagavatam. We heard that Srila Prabhupada put everything in the first canto. And this is this section is very instructive. Srila Prabhupada gave a nice lecture on this verse. He quoted the verse Apadani, Sahastani, Sahastanam. Ahastani, Sahastanam. Apadani, Chatuspidam. Palguni Tatra Mahato Jivo Jivasa Jivanam. The material world means this, particularly this last line, Jivo Jivasa Jivanam, quoted many times by Srila Prabhupada, that everyone maintains their life in this material world by at the cost of another living entity. Jivo Jivasa Jivanam. One living entity eats another living entity, basically. So this is the struggle for existence, the laws of material nature. That the laws are very difficult. Nobody can overcome the laws. You can overcome somewhat the laws of the state, but the laws of God, they cannot be violated. So, what is that? Ahastani sahastanam. That the ahastani, ahasta means hand, and ahasta means without hand. Ahastani sahastanam. Someone who has no hand is the sustenance, food for one who has hands. Two-legged animals become the killers of those without hands. That is the going on in the material world. And apadani chatuspadam. Apadani means that without legs, not non-moving grass and trees and plants. They are the food for chatuspadam, the four-legged animals, the cows and the horses. They're eating plants like that. And similarly, here in this verse, we have that Durbalan Balino Rajan. Thank you. That the less strong yadus were killed by the weaker, the stronger. So even in the spiritual world, apparently this is going on, that there's some kind of, although Srila Prabhupada mentions there's no disparity, but still there is some kind of gradations. That is even found in the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We have Krishna Balaram. Because Krishna Balaram, he's the source of all strength. That is mentioned that Nayam Atma Balahinina Labhyo, that we're trying to cultivate spiritual life, but this statement from the Upanishads states that without the mercy of Balaram, no one can make advancement, no one can achieve the goal of spiritual life. To attain the Supreme Lord is not possible without Balaram. I am Atma. Balahinena. Bala means without strength or without Balaram. Sometimes this is wrongly interpreted by some, particularly Srila Prabhupada points out one atheistic Swami was there that said that this means physical strength. One has to be very strong. And he propagated even eating meat and becoming very strong. He said that Indian race is very weak. We have to become very strong. Of course, that's all fallacy. And in more ways than one, of course, that the Indian people are very strong. But spiritually, that is the point, that the Balahinena means without Balaram. So there we see, of course, that Krishna Balaram, Srila Prabhupada pointed out that Balaram is actually the expansion of Krishna. He's leaning on Krishna. They had that discussion at the Krishna Balaram temple opening in Vrindavan, that Krishna is actually the stronger, but Balaram, he has that role to play. He's the original spiritual master, and without the spiritual master, no one can make any advancement. Yasya prasadam nagati kutopi. One can not make any advancement without the mercy of the spiritual master, who is the representative of Balaram, Baladev. So, but in the material world, this is going on, this struggle for existence and survival of the fittest. This is a very common phrase. They use this, the Darwin's propagation. They say that like that survival of the fittest. So there is some truth, actually, Srila Prabhupada mentions that the Darwin got his theory actually from the Vedic literature, so that it's described that how the living entity transmigrates from one soul to another, and he's gradually in this way progressing through different species of life, coming to this human form of life, which is the so important, that gives one the opportunity, artadam, adruvam artadam, Prahlad Maharaj calls it, that the human form of life, although it's temporary, gives one the opportunity to attain the supreme destination. And this is the purpose of the spirit of material life, of the human form of life. So as far as strength in this material world, this very important thing. This is one of the six opulences of Krishna that people are trying to imitate. Material world means imitation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So everyone wants to imitate the Lord and become possessor of one of these six opulences or more than one. Sometimes they try to get more than one, but generally people are expert at one particular imitating on opulence like that. Krishna says that Balavatam Asmi, he says, I am the source of all strength. And Srila Prabhupada gave a very nice story about was that Buddhir Yasya Balam Tasya, that he says that what is strength? That the man, he can control the elephant with the elephant goad like that. Man is insignificant compared to the elephant in terms of bodily strength. But because the man has intelligence, Buddhir Yasya, he has, Buddhi means one who has intelligence, Balam Tasya, he has strength. He's also given the example of how they invented this atomic bomb where they can kill hundreds of thousands of people at one shot. So, but this nice story is there that this coming from the Hitopadesh. Srila Prabhupada pointed out that this Hitopadesh is the source of the Aesop's tales like that. But Buddhir Yasya Balam Tasya Nir Buddhis to Kutobalam. What is that? Then Palguni Tatramata. No, that's the other verse. What is that? Pasya. Pasya Singho Padonmata. Shashakena Nipatata. Pasya Singho. Just see the lion. The story is there. Just see the lion, how he was defeated by the rabbit. This is a story on Hitopadesh, that the lion, a very strong elephant animal, the king of the forest, he was indiscriminately killing all the animals and giving so much trouble. So they made some arrangement that we will send one animal every day for your food, because jivo jivasya jivanam, everyone has to survive. The lion had to survive. So okay, you send some animal every day. So one day it became the turn for this rabbit. So the rabbit was going, and he was thinking, why I want to get killed by this lion? He brought some plan. And he came there a little late, and the lion said, he said, why you're late? He said, there was a problem on the way, that this other lion was there. And he wanted to eat me, and I said, no, no, sir, you can't eat me. I'm supposed to be eaten by this other man, this other lion. Said, what? So somehow or other, I talked my way out of it, and I came here. I told him that I have to be eaten by you. So, but he's very angry at you, so he may come. So where is this lion? Where is this other lion? The lion is challenging. What is this? And he said, okay, I'll show you. And he showed him that some well was there. And when the lion looked in, he could see his reflection in the water down below. And he roared. And the echo was coming back. And so then the lion jumped into the well to attack the other lion and became killed like this. So this is Shashakena Nipatita. Rabbit. What?
It sounded like lion.
Sounded like lion, yeah. So the rabbit, Buddhir Yasya Balam Tasya, he had intelligence, so he was able to kill the lion in this way. So this is given, the example is there. There's another very nice story about strength, that the one time the whole universe was under the control of this one big demon named Hiranyakasipu, and he was very arrogant and powerful, but he had one son, Prahlad Maharaj, that was giving him so much trouble. He said that, why you're talking about this Vishnu, who are you thinking you are? And he tried to kill him in so many ways, and he said, where are you getting all this strength from? How you're becoming, you're not afraid of me, the whole world is, the whole universe is trembling when I raise my eyebrows unfavorably, and you have you're not displaying any fear for me at all. How is this possible? Where are you getting your strength from? So he said very nicely, simple words, na kevalam me bhavatascha rajan savai balam balino chaparisham. Said that this strength is not only this, he's not only the source of my strength, but he's the source of your strength also. Na kevalam me, not only me, savai balara, savai, na kevalam me bhavatascha rajan. Bhavatas means you. He's the source of your strength also. And not only that, savai balam balinam chaparisham, everyone else's strength. He's the source of everyone else's strength. That is the first verse from Bhagavad Gita there, that bala balavatam asmi. Krishna says, I'm the source of the strong, the strength of the strong. That we also mentioned sometime last, one of the classes that we saw on video, on big, strong weightlifter. He was lifting 500 kgs. Very powerful. And it just took like, 3 seconds. He lifted it up and he practically collapsed. And same time, because that man, he's so strong, compared to other people like that, but that spirit soul is gone. Where is that strength? Strength is immediately lost. As the Krishna is the Mrityu Sarva Ras Chaham, that the struggle for existence is going on. One living entity killing another. Here the Yadus. The Yadus are not ordinary living entities. These Yadus are the eternal associates of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Krishna was planning his departure from this world. He had finished his mission. Pritranaya sadunam vinashaya chuduskritam. He had finished his mission of protecting his devotees, establishing Maharaj Yudhishthira on the throne at Hastinapur, and killing so many duskritis. So, and he had established Bhagavad Gita, Dharma, by preaching Bhagavad Gita. So his mission was finished and he had to leave. But he was thinking, these Yadus, they're practically as powerful as Krishna himself, being eternal associates of the Lord. Equal level, practically speaking. What they'll do in my absence? They'll become so disturbed out of feelings of separation. So later on it goes on, later on it comes up, just like Kantakam, Kantakineva, just like a, you take one, use one thorn to pick out another thorn. So he used one yadu here. That story, I don't know if it's here, or how the yadus were playing with some sadhu. They dressed one of the yadus as a pregnant lady, Samba. Anyway, they went to some sages and they said, what he'll give birth to? And the sadhu said, he'll give birth to the destruction of the Yadu dynasty. So they, that was actually some iron lump of iron like that. So they took it to, Bridget?
Right.
Yeah, they ground it up and they threw it into the ocean. And all those filings became rods. And they became intoxicated and killed each other. Yadun yadu mir anyon yam. Stronger, the Lord. You see, it actually is also says the Lord to Lord. Evam balishtar yadu bir mahad bir itaran vibhu. That the Supreme Lord arranged all this. This is all arrangement of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one who is taking out, using a thorn to take out another. He's that controller. So here it's described as yadu, vibhu. The Supreme Personality of Godhead means great Lord. So he's using like this is yadus. Of course, this is all transcendental pastimes, and they're pastimes meant for instruction of the living entities. How this material world is miserable place. Not much happiness. Happiness is described like a drop of water in the ocean. What kind of benefit you can get from one drop of water in the in the desert. Did I say ocean? One drop of water in the desert. Otherwise, just misery. Janma mrtyu jara vyadi. One after another. If it's not COVID, it's cancer. If it's not cancer, it's who knows what else, heart attack or an anxiety. Because anxiety is this fear factor in the material world, very most prominent out of this ahara mrtyu, that these four problems of material existence, this anxiety, this fear, because jivo jivasya jivanam, one living entity subsists by eating another living entity. So that is this, generally human beings, they are thinking they're at the top of the food chain, they say. But you never know. So many, we hear in the news how some alligator grabs someone or other personnel, some living entities, even the tiny mosquito. I think out of all the living entities that give trouble to the human being, I think the mosquito is practically the one of the top. How many people are dying every year from such malaria and dengue fever, they say. In India, these are very real things. Snakes are there also there. And sharks in Florida, shark attacks are there. So this way, and of course, human beings, they're so vicious against one another. That's another Chanakya Pandit, that the out of the two living, envious living entities, the snakes and the human beings, the snakes can be charmed, but the envious living envious human beings, they can't be charmed in any way. So this is the big problem, the struggle for existence. It is that prakriti stani karshati, manasha stani indriyani, prakriti stani karshati. We're struggling so hard in this material world And when we get a little relief, I think, oh, this is nice. Our dear Dina Bandhu Prabhu, he used to give the example that because in Vrindavan, many times we walk with bare feet, and if you stub your toe on some rock or something, it's like so much pain. But how much pleasure you get from that toe? That same toe, you can get so much pain, but how much pleasure you can get from it? None at all. This is a material world, so you can get a little, so much pain in so many ways, and a little relief from that pain. Okay, this is not so bad. So, material world means this material world is actually a nice place for one who is serious about spiritual life. This is, all these facilities are given there. Janma, Mrityu, Jara, Vyadi, these are taken as very nice reminders by the devotee. So this misery is there. Okay, let me become more serious now with my spiritual life. Let me become a little bit thoughtful. Why this is, what is that? Kene Amaya, Amaya Japataya, Kene Amaya Japa Tapa Try. That why are these threefold miseries giving me so much trouble? The threefold miseries means the miseries adhyatmik, adi bhotik, adi daivik, the miseries from our own mind and body, the miseries from the other living entities, and the miseries from material nature. So these are very nice reminders that this is not my place. Let me get out of here. Let me become serious with my spiritual life and take to Krishna consciousness. Because no one can hinder us in that regard. Material world, everyone can hinder us in so many different ways for so many different, we're going for education or money or strength. We can be hindered in so many ways by so many different people. They can hinder our progress in this way or that way or in any way. But spiritual progress, one living entity, one human being, doesn't matter who he is, what other living entity cannot stop you from making progress in spiritual life. This is a fallacy that because, oh, he's done some big offense, or they've done some big offense. No, that doesn't mean that you can't progress in spiritual life. This is these are, again, nice impetus. Oh, Krishna has given me callback. Let's go back to Godhead. But this is Nityayara Karuna Habe Raja Raja. Raja Radha Krishna Pave, that without the mercy of the Balaram, who has very kindly appeared as Nityananda Prabhu, who is giving us all the opportunity to engage in devotional service by chanting the holy names of the Lord and taking part in the Sankirtan movement of Lord Chaitanya. That is our great benefit. So no one can take that opportunity from us. We can't be, that is called a haitaki pratyata. A pratyata means there's no impediments to making spiritual progress. Only impediments that it can be is our mind. What else? Anyone? Anything else? That's all I have to say. Anybody has any questions or comments? Otherwise, let's stop. Can I grasp you?
Can you say that verse again? Japa Troy. What was it?
Kene Amaya Japa Keami.
Kene Amaya Japa Troy.
Kiyami.
Where's it
this
from?
This says Sanatan Goswami. He's asking Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Kiyami, who am I? K means who? Ami.
What book?
Kene. We have the Kena Upanishad. Why am I? Why am I here? Why am I suffering? Why am I?
Where did he
so foolish?
Ask him that.
Huh?
Where did he ask him that?
When they met, maybe in what is it called?
Govind knows.
Where did he ask him that? Yeah, but
he knows the verse.
What's the name of their place?
When they came to Banaras.
Prayag? Was it in Prayag? No, Banaras. Wasn't it at their house? Wasn't
Banaras.
It at their house? It wasn't at their house?
It was in Mendigan.
Okay. Okay. Varanasi?
Chandrasekhar said there is nobody there, only one mendicant.
Okay.
That's why I did not stop.
All right.
I have a question.
Yes. You can go.
Does, somebody did it?
No, she has some meeting she has to attend.
Shesha Prabhu gave a very nice class last night. But early morning, when I woke up, I was thinking about that verse, what it starts with, abrito geno etena, abrito geno etena.
Knowledge is covered by illusion.
Yes.
How does it start?
Does it,
like that. Bhairina, Bhairina.
Kamarupena Kunteya,
Dusparana
Nalena.
Yeah.
So, so then question comes, that according to Prabhupada's translation, what I understand, Prabhupada writes that this Janina means those who have a pure consciousness. So what,
avrita jnana,
where etena. This idea
avrita jnana etena jnanino
jnanino
nitya bhairina kantaya dushparena
nalena. So then question comes that the pure conscious being had a complete pure consciousness, where is the poem that the last, so last has a more power, where is this breakout that something is more power, that my pure consciousness can be covered?
Yeah.
And if I revive my pure consciousness, where is not guaranteed that it will be again recovered?
Krishna gives assurance. Mahasucha, don't worry. Kaunteya Pratijani, Name Bhakta. Krishna is, by taking shelter of Krishna, that is the Balaram, he's the power. He can give that power to the living entity. One takes shelter of him. That was another story I was thinking about speaking, that Srila Prabhupada, a really nice story, that he was on a train or tram. I was trying to find it in folio this morning. I couldn't find it. But the story is there that Srila Prabhupada was traveling with one of his sons on the train or tram or something, and the conductor came and asked his son, maybe 5 years old at that time, he says, "Where's your ticket?" He said, "I don't have a ticket." He said, "You have to get off." He said, "No, my father is there." He said, holding onto his father's hand. So the son is fearless when he's holding onto his father's hand. There's no possibility. What is that? Mameva ye prabhajyante mayame tam tarantite. That one can surrender to Krishna, then he's protected. He feels protected. He's not unknowingly protected, but he's feeling protected. He feels himself completely safe. What is that? Akshishyatiti vishvasa? Huh?
But question, I'm convinced, I'm not...
Somebody
will say, okay, this logic you're giving, that means you are saying I didn't have that before, when I had pure consciousness.
It appears not.
So then what is the definition of pure consciousness? What is the use of reviving that again? You are trying to say the pure consciousness originally was incomplete?
Mam eva via prapanchate, I know that Krishna says that he gives insurance that one is never, that one takes, one who attains my abode never returns. So many times he says like that.
So you are saying we are not there. That's it.
Huh?
Just agree.
I just agree. I just agree.
Then I know why.
Okay, you want to say. Okay, Shridevi. That's Shridevi, I think. Not on.
And the struggle for existence.
Is it on?
I was wondering, does the struggle for existence, the rules of struggle for existence and the survival of the fittest, do those, like when, once a jiva surrenders to Krishna, like do those go away, or in proportion to his surrender, do they go away?
Srila Prabhupada quotes that in the verse. Very nice verse from Chaitanya Bhagavat. He quotes that in the fifth canto. I was listening, Damodar reading, fifth canto. What is that? Yata deka Vaishnavera Vyavahara Duk Janaya Nishchaya Parananda Sukh. That we can see that devotees, pure devotees, they're apparently getting old, apparently getting sick, apparently passing, dying, you can say, but that's what we call superficially. These things are going on. But janiya nischaya tata parananda sukh, that this is actually all transcendental spiritual ecstasy. Just like I mentioned that this Janmamrityu Jaravati, we can see these things as these are nice, very nice impetuses for our Krishna consciousness. Oh, I'm getting old. Whatever happened to this youthful body that I had? Sickness, it comes. Okay, let me become serious for Krishna consciousness. It's what is that? Queen Kunti prays like that, no? What is that? That viparasantutasat tatra tatra jagadguru, that let these miseries and calamities happen again and again, bhavato darshano yasat, because then I will think of you, I'll see you in, and bhavato darshano yasat napunar bhava darshana napunar bhava darshana.
No more.
No more this material birth and death. That is the point. What is otherwise, what is the business in this material world? Nice also for the...
But that verse doesn't really mean suffering. It actually gives pleasure.
Yes.
Word to word. She is happy to see Krishna.
Yes.
But Krishna comes only when suffering is there. So she is... Suffering is like a token. It's not really an experience.
No. They don't take it. Tatenu kampam susamitramano. We have the... I deserve much worse.
Also, Jiva can be...
such a rascal I am. Huh?
Like the jiva can be released from the modes at some point. Right?
Yeah. But never thinks like that. Devotee doesn't think, I'm liberated now. Srila Prabhupada, many times, more than once at least, he said that if one thinks he's liberated, he's a rascal. Not liberated at all. Now I'm liberated, I can do as I want. No, it's not like that. Devotee thinks, I'm nothing. I have nothing without my master. Let me grab onto his dridhakari dharanitaipa. Just grab hold very tightly to those lotus feet of Nityananda Prabhu.
But then why Bhagavatam 5.4.5 Prabhupada put that these are the 8 symptoms of liberated soul? We should just read it, not examine it, or what?
Yeah.
I'm asking you.
See, in other personalities, you think, I have this quality, I have this quality. No, devotee, I don't think so. No. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami gives the 26 qualities of devotee, and a rascal thinks, this one I've got this. And the devotee is thinking, I wish I had that. Oh, I need to get this one. No, devotee is always amanina manadina. That he has that nice quality, but I don't. I wish I had that quality. This is the wanted. All right, anything else? Hare Krishna. Jai Shri Prabhupada.